In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. That's Proverbs 16, verse 9. Isn't this proverb exactly right? We may have ideas of how we want our life to go, but the Lord will determine a plan for our lives. On the next Family Matters, we'll discuss how this can influence a couple planning to get married. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We were asked this question by a young man planning for his marriage. He says, "Would it be okay for me to ask my bride-to-be to get tested for infertility before we're married? I can't understand the current trend toward intentional childlessness or the apparent devaluation of children in our culture. In fact, I've wanted kids for as long as I can remember. I also believe that marriage, sex, and children are all part of the same package. I'm sure your ministry agrees. Instead of choosing childlessness, I'm determined to be intentional about having kids. If I can't do this with my betrothed, I'm not sure I want to pursue marrying her. What do you think?" Unfortunately, what you're proposing reflects an attitude that is ignorant of what marriage is really all about. To marry a woman is to promise to love her for who she is, not for what you think she can do for you. It is, in fact, to love her just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. That's Ephesians 5:25. Genuine, sacrificial, Christ-like love doesn't ask the beloved to jump through hoops or pass tests before sealing the deal. Instead, it gives itself away unconditionally and unreservedly. Your question betrays a self-centered motive that isn't conducive to true marriage on any level. Don't misunderstand. Like you, we believe that children are a blessing from the Lord. This idea is foundational to our entire ministry. But it doesn't mean that we've forgotten who holds the reins of human destiny. God alone is sovereign. Ultimately, only He has the power to open or close a woman's womb. You can see that in 1 Samuel 1 verse 5. In the end, it's a matter of being willing to say, "Not my will, but yours be done." Women in particular need to hear this message, since they usually bear the brunt of any pressure a couple may face with regard to having children. But men of your mindset need to understand this concept as well. We should add that there is a definite order of priorities in marriage, as we find it portrayed in the Bible. First things first, if we can express it that way, and one thing leads to another. This is plainly implied in everything the scriptures have to say on the subject. God did not create women primarily because he wanted godly offspring, as we see in Malachi 2 verse 15, but rather because it was not good that man should be alone, Genesis 2:18. A man does not become one flesh with his children, but with his wife. This is the first item of business. Children follow after. They are the fruits of this one flesh union, but its central purpose is to glorify God and reflect something about the mystery of Christ's relationship with his church, as we see in Ephesians 5 verse 32. Childless couples can fulfill this purpose just as well as couples with scores of offspring. If you can grasp this idea, you'll be one step closer to laying the foundation of a strong and lasting marriage. At that point, we'd advise you to implement a plan of action. Sit down with your fiancé and have a deep and serious conversation about your goals and priorities. Among other things, make sure you're both on the same page as regards to your desire for children. If you don't pin this down now, it could lead to big problems and misunderstandings in the future. Lay everything out on the table as openly and honestly as you can. But whatever you do, don't insist that she submit to infertility testing. That's just a way of saying, "I will love you if." No woman wants to hear this from the person with whom she plans to spend the rest of her life. May we also suggest that you enroll in premarital counseling with your fiancé in order to iron out any issues of this kind prior to making such a big commitment. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.